my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
On this May 27th in the year 2018, the church calls us to a journey that will take us all the way through the rest of this church year, all the way to the first Sunday in Advent. And we begin this journey by contemplating the central Christian truth of God in Trinity. Today is Trinity Sunday, so let us begin this journey by considering the words of our Lord to Nicodemus regarding the sacrament of baptism, and let us hear a homily by St. John Chrysostom, who helps us to understand just how meaningful these words of our Lord are in our life. The Gospel lesson for this Trinity Sunday is written in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whither it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. From a homily by St. John Chrysostom. Nicodemus as yet could think of Christ only as human, and therefore he greeted Christ as a prophet, for on this wise he was fain to account for Christ's power of working miracles. What then saith Christ? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is to say, if thou partake not of the Spirit from the laver of regeneration, thou canst not make a right estimate of me, for the estimate which thou hast made is not spiritual but carnal. It is impossible, saith Christ, for one not so born to see the kingdom of God, and by this word see, he would show that we need other than natural sight if we would perceive what Christ is. Having heard this, Nicodemus saith, How can a man be born again when he is old? And thus do heretics continue in their heresy, saying, How was Christ begotten? And thus do they attempt to comprehend infinite being within the limitations of their own reasoning. Can a man, saith Nicodemus, enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Seest thou how, when a man committeth spiritual things to his own reasonings, he speaketh ridiculously? Nicodemus hath but just now heard of the spiritual generation and baptism, yet he perceiveth it not as a spiritual matter, but interpreteth the words of Christ in a gross physical sense. Of such, Paul saith, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Yet in all this Nicodemus evidently persevered his reverence for Christ, even though he was astonished in mind. Let us therefore think reverently. We have heard that the Father begat the Son. Let us believe, and let us not ask how. Except, saith Christ, a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Yet even this Nicodemus did not understand. Nothing is worse than to commit spiritual things unto argument. This is why we are called the faithful, namely because we do leave human reasonings below as we ascend the heights of the faith. At the first creation, God made man in his own image, but in the new creation, God actually uniteth man to himself. Therefore let us believe what God hath said. When he that baptizeth saith of God, in the name of God, saying, The servant of God is baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and let us answer, Yea, verily, Amen. For the power of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost fulfilleth these things. Through the grace and loving kindness of the same our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with the same Father and the same Spirit be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us thy servants grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that thou wouldest keep us steadfast in this faith, and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest, one God, world without end. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and His apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.